It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 0, Everton 2. It's Dan Morgan, Stu Wright, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for this one. We'll start with teams and shapes. Neil, I'll come to you. Start on Everton. Think it's interesting. Ancelotti, to me, when I looked at it, he picks a team, if anything, without intensity. And I think that's the thing that stands out to me, in the sense that you can use all the cliches that he gets his experienced lads on there and he gets this and that and players who know the drill and everything else. But to me, it looks like players who, first of all, are in that Everton squad you would define as probably the most comfortable on the ball. James, Gomez, for example. And then there's the use of Coleman, which we've seen several times from his Napoli sides. I think he is a bit of a poker face, as Klopp says, pre-match, in terms of him saying he hasn't changed anything. He's specifically got a plan for this one, and you see it early on.
Yeah, he has changed things. He'll do this all the way through, and he's well within his rights to. Before the Manchester City game, he said, we're here to play some football, and they weren't. It's a different shape. It's a similar selection, but it's a different shape before the game. And it's ultimately, one thing I would say is it's what people have been doing against Liverpool sort of on the whole now for some time, possibly in part because of the amounts of success in phases of games Ancelotti's Napoli has had against Liverpool. But this choosing a side to double your fullbacks up on and get a fullback on the other side to stay really, really narrow and almost play at the very most in line with the defensive midfielder, at the very least in line with the centre halves, is something that we've been coming up against for a while. And you see it in his approach. You can see that that's what he wants. Coleman's almost got licensed to dictate where the press is on that left, on our left and their right. If he wants to sit, he can sit. If he wants to keep shape, he can keep shape. And if he wants to go in and be aggressive, he can go and be aggressive. And you get the impression that that's him being trusted by his manager. I think you talk about them being technically sound footballers. I think he's also got his cleverest footballers on the pitch as well, both in terms of general sort of gamesmanship. So there was Andre Gomez's series of fouls, which he just got away with one after the other, which was really frustrating to watch from a Liverpool point of view. Knowing when to go and when to sit and when to stay, and I think that Coleman, for instance, does that really, really well. For us, it's a bit like, well, could we have done something different? The only thing we could have done, I think, from the way the game plays out and from where the fitness is of various players, I think it's important in our minds we almost just keep, and it's weird to do, but we've almost just got to keep classifying Oxlade-Chamberlain as injured, because he's clearly nowhere near match fit and he's not getting used in any of these matches. And we know the manager really likes him. He's talked about it so much in the past, but he's not getting near it, Oxlade-Chamberlain. We'll come on to talk about the manager's sub, his first choice sub, not his first enforced sub. I'm sure, but if that doesn't tell you anything about where Chamberlain is at the minute. So if you sort of view Chamberlain as injured, the only other thing the Liverpool manager could do is rush Keita back, which they've said on public record they're not going to do. And then the other option is possibly go 4-2-3-1 and pick Shaqiri, or, as I may have done, without sort of doing too much hindsight stuff, we did a little preview thing earlier in the day, and I said there was a bit of an argument to do 4-2-3-1 and maybe pick Origi off a flank and just have him be an absolute nuisance and pin Everton back a little bit and just be one more attacking threat. That's possibly an option. But everything we say and everything that we get into from this is all in the context of what happens after 2 minutes. So we can talk all we want about either manager's approach. We can talk all we want about what Klopp does or doesn't do. The fact is, Liverpool start the game so, so, so poorly. Yes, it's very, very windy. Yes, it's difficult circumstances to play in. But they start the game so, so poorly. And this is new players. This is Champions League winning midfielders. This is, pretty much the collective stink the gaff out for 4 minutes. And all the chat you want to have about approaches becomes a waste of everybody's fucking time, because Liverpool are 1-0 down. And the very way in which you trouble Everton is by strangling the game. They're not terribly creative, so the thing you don't do is give them a gift. And Liverpool give them a gift and Everton take it.